There are about 70 jails in Virginia housing 6,346 people with mental illness. And John Jones, director of the Virginia Sheriff's Association, says that can lead to dangerous situations.
Probably the biggest problem is the violence and assaults on jail deputies. And you have to segregate some of the mentally ill folks from the non-mentally ill folks. You know, we have to put them sometimes on suicide watch. It's a deplorable situation.
But there's little or no money for mental health professionals and medication. So the Sheriff's Association wants lawmakers in Richmond to approve a bill sponsored by State Senator Ryan McDougall.
It stops building regional jail beds and starts building mental health beds with the same funding formula.
Under that formula, the state picks up half the tab for building facilities and communities supply the other half. The Inspector General's report also complains of poor coordination between jails and community service boards that could provide care once inmates are released. I'm Sandy Houseman.